It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montagne. Good morning. Senator Barack Obama spent the first night of the Democratic convention at the home of some of his supporters. Sitting on a couch in the living room of Jim and Lisa Gerardo in Kansas City, Missouri, he watched his wife, Michelle, address the convention delegates. Obama then appeared before the arena crowd in Denver briefly via satellite. Kansas City was the latest stop in Obama's convention week tour of battleground states. He also held a news conference yesterday on the tarmac at the Quad Cities Airport near Davenport, Iowa. NPR's Don Gagne was there and has this report.
Senator Obama was campaigning in the Mississippi River town of Davenport, making a pitch to independent voters at a town hall meeting at the local fairgrounds. He's had a lighter-than-usual schedule this week, just one, maybe two events a day. That leaves time to rest up and to prepare for the convention and his own speech on Thursday night. Talking to reporters outside Davenport yesterday, Senator Obama was asked what he thinks he needs to accomplish at the convention. He said he had two main goals, the first being to focus on the choice voters have.
I want to make the choice between myself and John McCain as clear as possible. I don't want people to be confused.
And the other thing Obama says he needs to do?
And I also hope that the convention conveys who I am. During the course of a 19-month campaign, I think that you're on the television screen, you're in big auditoriums, but sometimes who you are may get lost.
But there is something else that is a must for this Democratic nominee. He needs to unite the party and erase battle lines carved out during his long primary slugfest with Senator Hillary Clinton. Tonight, Senator Clinton speaks at the convention. She has urged her supporters to back Obama. Still, many are reluctant. Some have been openly bitter. He was asked about that.
There are going to be some of Senator Clinton's supporters who we're going to have to work hard to persuade to come on board. That's not surprising. But you know, if you take a look, I think, at this week, I am absolutely convinced that both Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton understand the stakes.
And what about former President Clinton's speech on Wednesday? He was a tough critic of Obama's during the primaries. Obama was asked if his campaign has told Clinton what to say in that speech.
I said, Mr. President, you can say whatever you like.
Senator Obama declined when asked to preview his own speech, scheduled for outdoors at the Denver Broncos football stadium before 75,000 people Thursday night. But he did offer some clues. He suggested he might not lean on the soaring rhetoric he sounded as keynote speaker at the Democratic Convention in 2004, the same kind of speech that's been his trademark since the earliest caucuses and primaries in January. Obama said this week a different kind of speech is required.
I think people know that that I can give the kind of speech that I gave 4 years ago. That's not the question on voters' minds. I think they're much more interested in what am I going to do to help them in their lives. And so in that sense, I think this is going to be a more workmanlike speech. You know, I'm not aiming for a lot of high rhetoric.
The shift in tone and style may indicate the Obama campaign is taking to heart the charge that Obama is nothing but a great speaker, a charge made by Senator Clinton first and now by John McCain. For Obama, the challenge is to give a speech with plenty of policy and substance that is also personal enough to be engaging, and a speech that's inspirational enough to bring the party together and motivate the delegates to work hard for the campaign's final months. Don Gagne, NPR News, Kansas City.